You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. This is South Florida's Business Station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. I'm Jim Freed, and we've got Wanda Miles riding the board back there. How you doing, Wanda?
Grand.
That's
Thanks
right.
For asking.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And we've got one of my favorite guests on. We've got Becca Carlson on. She is the founder of the Carlson Integrated Group in Chicago, Illinois. We're going to discuss content marketing collaboration and how you can be inspired to act in 2019. It's a great, great follow-up to our interviews that we did at Agent 2021. Becca, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How
do you like the wind-up we give you there? You're tremendous. Thank you for making me look so good.
Oh, my gosh. Jim, it's such a pleasure.
Listen, I found out, thank you so much for helping me set up and organize my Facebook page, YouTube page, because one of the big takeaways from this event was every single video you do needs to be on YouTube. And it's just incredible. So I've got to go back and spend, I don't know how long, but I got all those Facebook videos, all the videos of the show, you know, you can copy them, put them on this site, and then they all can be put up onto YouTube. I looked it up on Google. That was the other tip the guy gave. He said, anything you want to know is on Google.
It's true.
That is awesome.
It is. But I couldn't do it all. I have to have collaboration. I can't do it alone. We collaborated with David Siqueiros on, Wanda.
Well,
I said the D word. But he's my photography. Becca makes me look good in the content marketing. The flyers, I get such compliments.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Wanda does the technical part and helps me look good, sound good on the radio. I guess you make me look good on the radio more than you make me sound good on the radio.
Well, you look marvelous.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, you know, Becca, how would somebody go about selecting a collaborator if they're, you know, a one or two or three person shop? Some folks I know bring in their other half to do the videography. At Vayner, they had at Agent 2021, it must have been 50 people that were trailed by their own videographers. But not everybody has a videographer. How can somebody get started, Becca?
So I would say that the first thing you should look for is a referral. You want to get a strong referral from someone you know. Look around at the marketing that you see and you like and see what they're doing and see who they're using. Because they can give you some insight on whether the company that they're working with or the group that they're working with, whether they're, super expensive or difficult to get a hold of, or their customer service people are amazing. These are all feedback elements that matter, because when you're building a collaborative team, you're really building a truly professional relationship and you're building a partnership. These are the people who are communicating your brand on your behalf to the world around you. So it matters that you have people to work with that you like and that you click with.
Oh, you are tremendous. And here's where I throw out my famous line. You make sure you have value system alignment. And there's the book, Wanda.
True story.
Right there. There's the book. Because, you know, when I go out and I do my things in the community, it's easy to do the projection of my image when it's, you know, just a random, not random, when it's the regular standardized show flyer. But when it's a special thing, like you've been helping me raise money for the Miami-Dade School Board Education Fund, and thank you so much for doing that. I'm gonna come up with one more good thing. I may just stand out in front of that school and live broadcast till people start donating. But that was just great, Becca. I'm not kidding. I may do like a story
I'm
thing
in.
Like
though,
guys.
Maybe, I'm in.
I know you are. We got to raise money for these young
you
people. These young people. But you know, I valued that, and you value it. We have great stuff, and we do it because, well, gosh darn it, we're the same kind of person, I think. And that's really important when you're putting your message out, because the number one thing you need to do is have value system alignment with your collaborators. My gosh, I'm writing a book on this radio show. It's great.
Take notes, folks.
No, I think that it's probably the key element. And, you know, we're all in business to be profitable and to have a wonderful enterprise and to build the business around us and the world around us. But if we don't do that with people that we love doing it with, it takes away some of the joy. It takes away some of the meaning, some of the purpose. And so I knew from early on through my research of you when we first started talking that our values completely aligned. that we both had a heart for people and for charity, that we were able to exhibit that empathy that your prior guests were talking about from Agent 2021. You know, being good people who care about other people and who have an
lots
excitement about growing people's business.
You know, the best thing that those people said, at least, I'm just going to take it and I'm going to own it. They said that they were attracted to our positive energy.
Someone did say that to me.
They said that on the interview. They said that they came up and they were very positive about being with us.
Wow, that's
and that
nice.
Their positive energy, you know, and I said, and then inside it was the speaker in the speaker tent where I was doing my thing about Spider-Man, where I give a little and take a little and give a little and take a little and give a little and take a little.
That was maybe interesting. Yeah,
well, I don't think that those people were all.
They may not be well versed in Spider-Man.
Well, okay,
but it's good. Somebody out there.
I'm reaching everybody.
Somebody.
I'm reaching everybody. So, Becca, what are some other social media channels? You know, we never talk about Pinterest, and they were talking about Pinterest, and I found it absolutely fascinating because they said that most people that look at something on Pinterest buy that. It's like almost a close.
I do.
Yeah, I feel. Well, see, there you go, right there.
I design like dog stuff.
I know. Well, then maybe
little
you get
dog stuff in them.
So, but other things, you know, and we forget to throw it out there how you're like the head of the Illinois Commercial Realtors Association, and that's my social media person. You're just a tremendous real estate professional with incredible heft. And, you know, what is your favorite social media channel to reach business people, Becca? Let me tell me what your favorite is.
Okay, for business people, particularly in commercial real estate, which is where my business runs as a realtor, LinkedIn.
There you go.
LinkedIn has the legitimacy that is required, and you know it's articles, it's postings. One of the things I've learned most recently is to really maximize the groups that you're in.
That's what they said.
To them regularly.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. You hit it out of the park. They said that you should function in groups, that you should repeat to groups. Now I got to go. And they also said that all of these platforms have instructions on how to maximize the utilization. You just need to spend some time. You don't need to hire somebody. You just need to focus. And they said it also, what was it? Avery and John both mentioned it. You can't have fear.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you said that.
Good.
That is my 2019 mantra.
No fear.
All right.
No fear. We got to get some T-shirts from them.
Fearless, baby.
No fear.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
No, well, if you don't venture forth, if you don't venture forth, you can't do anything.
So now I think I overheard that your new thing that you're trying that we get to work with you on is adding Instagram.
Yes. Yes, we're going to do Instagram. I have to figure it out. It's tough logistically because I don't get a lot of time to set up the show. So what I'm going to have to do is actually come in early. Yeah, I got to throw that in there. I'm really sorry, Corey. I swear to God, I love you, dude. You're the man, and we're like brothers, man. We are. We really are. It's hilarious. I love it. But so I'm going to do that, and I want to figure out how to do it. They actually got the Instagram people. I got the Instagram thing that you put on the back of your phone so you can hold it. It says Instagram. They taught some new little tricks about how you can paste stuff on. I can't remember what they were called, but I took pictures. I'm very excited about Instagram, and
can
they
you
say
tell?
That Inst. Yeah, exactly. And Instagram is more important than Facebook, according to the folks. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. And so we've just started adding all of our Facebook clients to Instagram accounts and getting those going as well. And you know, it's a great opportunity for you utilizing David because he's such a fantastic photographer. Because Instagram, you need to have pretty pictures. It matters.
It
needs to look good.
It does.
Wow. So my just standard shots of the sunrise ain't enough. I got to like put a filter on them and say it's 36 degrees and I'm going a half a mile an hour. I'm just joking.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, I was so Instagram unknowledgeable that the woman had to show me that all you got to do is just swipe it to the right and get started. I said, I didn't know how to do that. And my wife lives on Instagram. All I do all night long is go, honey, stop looking at Instagram and talk to me. She goes, I'm learning how to make money. I'm learning how to make money. I'm learning how to make money. And she is. Apparently, when you go on Instagram, it's just like the place for people to get along and for businesses. It's a business-facing thing now. It's not just about photos.
That's correct. And I would also add that you can tie and post to your Instagram and your Facebook at the same time. So you should be able to go through your Facebook page and post instantly to Instagram. Yes.
Twitter too.
All of it.
Twitter too. Twitter too. Now I have Freedom Business Facebook page connected. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll have to do this. So I can't ask everybody to give all the lessons online, but you know, I got to connect. I don't know. Should you have your, and that was the other thing. Then you have your Facebook feed, then you have your Facebook page for Freedom Business and your Facebook page for Sandstone Realty Advisors. I mean, it gets so complicated that then you do need help, and the help has to be more than just a college kid that is going to do it. So, you know, when I talked to some of my friends that were at the event, I'm thinking about hiring somebody, but pooling the person between five or six people to work for us. I actually thought that was a good solution. What do you think, Wanda?
I think college kid wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, well, college kids, yeah, but I want to keep somebody. Yeah, so you like that idea, Becca, huh?
Well, other than the fact that that means you won't need me to do it.
Oh, no. This was for everybody else. No, this is for everybody else. Come on. You and I are tied at the hip over however thousand miles it is to Chicago. You know, my family's from Chicago. I think that's another reason why we get along. It really is. So, Becca, what's a good tip to leave folks with this week? And then, of course, I want you to give out your information so they can contact you. And by the way, I give you the highest recommendation. You keep me looking good, and that's not easy.
No, it's totally easy, and you're an amazing client/friend to work with. I love it.
I love you. You're the best.
But I would say my tip is from Jeff Hayden's book, Motivation Myth. And it's really that motivation is just a series of good decisions and small successes. So the little wins inspire you to have another, then another, then another. So when you're being brave and you're trying something new and you're living without fear and adding your Instagram to your Facebook feed and those sorts of things, like, it's okay. Just keep trying, because as you build your team, as you build your capabilities, you're going to find before you know it that you're going to feel adept. You're going to feel confident that either you're doing it yourself well or the people who are doing it around you are doing it well. And it's just going to lead to even more success. So just do a little at a time.
Oh, you know, you're so tremendous. And, you know, I remember when I did my 1,000th tweet, I think I'm up to 26,000 now. And thank you, Johnny, Social Media 305, for teaching me the language of Twitter. But there's like these Twitter tutorials, everything. So it really is. You just got to have the guts. You got to jump in and you got to be ready to fail and keep going. And when you do that and people watch, you're being authentic. They buy into your story. And now you're on your way. How about that? Woof.
Woof.
I thought that was good. That was good stuff. Okay, Becca, I got you laughing, so it's time to leave now. You're the best.
Thank you for
keeping me looking good. We'll talk to you again. We've got to get Andres and you on and talk about Andres' new gig when he gets rolling. Really can't thank you enough for all you do. My highest recommendation to Carlson Integrated, Rebecca Carlson out of Chicago. You can look her up. You can Google her. This woman is tremendous.